Retail analysts say Woolworths' decision to abandon its expansion into the hardware business has been a long time coming. The retailer announced it will either sell off its loss-making Masters chain or simply shut it down if a buyer can't be found. It ends Woolworths' chaotic and messy attempt to take on the Bunnings chain, which is owned by Woolworths' main retail rival, Wesfarmers. Tweong has more.
More than 6 years ago, supermarket giant Woolworths announced its intention to enter the lucrative $42 billion hardware market in Australia. It opened its first Masters store in September 2011 in Braybrook in Melbourne's West, targeting the tradesmen's market as well as the general public. In the coming years, Woolworths would issue multiple profit warnings for the arm, pushing back the date when Masters would break even multiple times. Today, new Woolworths chairman Gordon Cairns admitted defeat.
The recent review of our operating performance indicates that it will take a considerable number of years for Masters to become profitable. And we as a board have determined that we cannot sustain, continue to sustain these losses.
In other words, Mr. Cairns admitted that Masters had been hemorrhaging money and a drag on the rest of the group's business. Woolworths had partnered with US hardware giant Lowe's, attempting to challenge the dominance of Wesfarmers Bunnings. Chief market analyst at Invast, Peter Esho, says the plan went wrong from the beginning.
It really was a new venture. New ventures have a higher failure rate. It was a joint venture, so there's questions whether that was appropriate. The format, the strategy, in hindsight, didn't seem to work out.
One mistake Woolworths and Lowe's made was basing their business on Bunnings' model.
They tried to tweak it and they tried to work off the Bunnings framework, and it just hasn't worked. So, you know, in retail, things work. Sometimes they don't. And I think it's very important to listen to the consumer. And the consumer has been, you know, has been very, very adamant that they prefer the Bunnings experience over Masters.
Now, with 10,000 jobs hanging in the balance and Woolworths grasping for a buyer, Gordon Cairns says the company's top priority is to do the right thing.
Woolworths will honour its commitments to customers and employees, regardless of the outcome of the exit process. If we are unable to sell the business or any part thereof, we will seek to provide alternative employment opportunities.
Among those listening to those words with great interest is National Secretary for the Retail Workers Union, the SDA, Grant Dwyer.
We've got assurances from them that they'll be working closely with staff and with the SDA to maximise the number of people who can actually be redeployed inside other Woolworths brands. And I guess the one positive in that is that Woolworths Corporation is a large employer.
The exit process involves Woolworths buying back the one-third stake in the joint venture held by a subsidiary of Lowe's. Woolworths says its Masters stores will continue to trade over the couple of months this will take and while the retailer searches for a buyer. But many analysts think Woolworths will struggle to find a willing buyer, leaving thousands of employees questioning their future.
I think it goes without saying that the employees and Masters have been very disappointed with today's news. But what we're all focused on now is trying to make the best of what is a difficult situation.
That report compiled by Tui Ong.